Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text, as I had said, is our third lesson, the letter of St. Paul, the second letter given to the churches in Corinth, 5th chapter, verses 14 through 21. This is the word of the Lord, and so we pray. May the words of my mouth, O Lord, and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You look and see him on the cross, dead. Your sins are paid for. You are free to go about your business, to now live a life to be, to do. But what do we do? We have asked, as he tells us to ask, that he forgive us all our trespasses as we have forgiven all those who have sinned against us. Yes, and that is done on the cross. He did that for us. And he gives us enough grace and forgiveness to cover all the sins that are done against us and those we do against everyone else for our entire lives. But what else? What now? No, we still are to pray this now, each time we pray. Yes, but that is not all of it, is it? Forgiveness is, in a way, all of it. That is why Jesus came. That is why he died. But that is not the end. We may feel like we live a good, and that is not how we should describe it, but we live a Good Friday life, if you want to call it that. That's what we live. We come in here Sunday after Sunday. We look to him for forgiveness. So we could call it that, a Good Friday way to live your life. But much more is to come. But just imagine the disciples too, what they thought and felt. After 3 years, with all they saw and all they were enabled to do and see themselves, healings and demons cast out, people were raised from the dead. And then Good Friday happens. Their sins are gone and all that, yes. The sins of the whole world, yes. Thank you, Jesus. But a life just lived here, forgiven, and forgiving is not like the day you burn your mortgage, pay off your car or credit cards, because life still goes on. There are more bills that come due. The Romans are still there. We still fail. We still disbelieve. Sin, and that sin still has its consequences. Death. In this life, and that still goes on, And then if we are not yet dead, we still sin more. Then we live in the fallout from our own and everyone else's. So this is now, the now after. But still, what now? What do we do now? Well, it is now and all about living each day with Jesus' forgiveness. And living each day forgiving everyone else. It must be. It has to be that. But it's not to be a Good Friday only kind of life. Because something happened 3 days later. And without that, it would remain a Good Friday only kind of existence. We would be like Peter and the rest of those fishermen who thought that that was that. And that was all there was to be. And so, well, they went back to fishing. There's nothing wrong with that, but they were doing that because of lack of faith, not because they were fishermen. Or we would be like those two on the road to Emmaus, giving up and heading out of town. No, I'm not going to steal the thunder of Easter, but Easter did happen. The truth, and also the truth is, we are living both in part, but both in truth. Jesus went to the cross. And in our baptism, we are also crucified with all the sin and death that we have in us on that cross with him, truly. But then Jesus rose. Yes, okay, so? So the other half is just as true for us now, too. We also, on that third day, rose when Jesus did. We have been baptized not just into his death, but also the resurrection of Jesus. Read Paul, Romans chapter 6 and 7, and you'll hear him say that exactly. But we, yes, we have that now also. We still live in between as our Easter is yet to come. It is by faith that we have it now. But this does not make it any less the truth or real. He says it is. And this is faith, that we take him at his word and trust him. Put our all into his hands and live as if it were all just the way he described it to be. It is. And as he describes, I mean, after all, he did rise on the third day. But oh wait, I'm getting ahead of things. But Jesus also did come back to them, remember. He met Peter and his fishermen for breakfast that he provided. Both on shore and all the fish they could scarcely haul in. And Jesus met those two on the road to Emmaus. And if you try to track that, those events, they all kind of happened at the same time. Jesus in the flesh was in many places at the same time. And he has not left us either. He has come back to us. He meets us. He is here, in fact. And so we, in this, our life as sinner and saint, dead and dying, are also alive and living. And are right now living forever in and with him, here and now, as well as forevermore. That is the way St. Paul talks, all his letters, all throughout. And he talks about himself and the Christian life lived in Jesus, despite everything that happened to him and that he goes through. But we get lied to about all that. We believe it too. Those lies, because most of the time we want it to be over. I don't blame any of you. We want our best life now. There's a book called that somewhere. Don't read it, because you can't have it. That's not yet. Ours will come. But we want our inheritance now. We don't like to wait. And St. Paul describes it like that too for himself. He himself was not sure what to do, remain or go home. He felt like we did. Paul describes the struggles, his struggles even with sin and with the sins of others, of tragedy, and all the usual struggles of this life. Yet as he was also baptized into Christ, like we are, Paul was asked to remain for a time, for a little while longer. Not so that he would become better, less of a sinner. That's already taken care of. Jesus had that in hand already on Good Friday, on the cross. Remember? Paul's sin was gone too. No, Paul was, and each of us are asked to stay so that we can work with Jesus. Now forgiven, we are to forgive. So then we can dump wheelbarrows of it upon other people. That is our baptized into Christ life with him here. In his life, even here with us. What did Jesus do? What is he doing in his life here? What does he do now here? See, Matthew tells us it is to be like when Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Hey, it still is this through the church, through his church. And this is what he tells us, his church on earth, what we are to be doing in him with his things. Jesus said, thus it is written that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. Good Friday and Easter, yes. But in the meantime, now, and because of those events, repentance and the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. We who are in him should be on and about this, his Father's business, our Father's business, until he comes, until he calls us home, whatever comes first. This is in the meantime between a Good Friday life and our Easter Day life to come. This begins for each of us when we first believe. When we believe in him, all of what he did and what he said for us, this is a minute-to-minute thing we are to be about in this meantime. And it's not so much doing as a living. Living in repentance and forgiveness. Yes, a Good Friday life. But with and in a real Easter too, with our own mind, with that goal, with that in mind, with that goal, with sights on that prize. That sight is not with natural eyes, though. We would never see it right, or at all. It is not by feeling our way through. It has nothing to do with emotions. I mean, we can get emotional, absolutely, and we will from time to time. That is also part of life. And he does give us things to look at and handle too, real things, concrete things, like people and his actual word on a page in a book. And then there is the water and the bread and the wine. His holy body and blood. His real and powerful things given to us, his church. Things that do eternally lasting things. This is not just logic and lofty theological stuff either. Although those are also part of it because God gave them to us and teaches us that very thing, those things, as we need both and we come to learn both according to the gifts and vocations that we have. But it is all rather instead about faith, trust, childlike, trusting and believing in him, in Jesus and all that he says and has done for us. This is about seeing him and his things, his activity and work here, in the here and now, even in and among us, because he is, he has, and he will. That he does, so with and in and by people, even in and through us, he will work miracles still. That's the amazing thing. All by faith, we accept this. We trust this to be. We live this as if it were true, all because he says it is. In this life, Jesus looked like nothing. He died like he was nothing, rejected by both men and God. You heard those Isaiah texts. Yet to those who are being saved, as St. Paul declares, Jesus is God, and all of this seeming loss and failure is how God accomplished salvation and the restoration of his whole creation, by death on a cross, no less. And so, walking in this is walking by faith. Faith that is according to his word, which is walking in this life with him, in his word, as he is the word. This living in our baptismal grace, in that forgiveness, morning, noon, and night until Easter. Forgiven and forgiving. This is the work. Repent, believe, trust, forgive. All else happens of its own self, as we will walk right into everything that we are to do, that he has put there for us. We will work it out there, here, in this, with him, This is where it all happens. The only place. Amid the richness, the earthy, the real, in the midst of real life. Yes, your real life. With all that suffering and also with all that joy that he gives right here. Right in the day-to-day. Wherever you are. Whatever you do. Forgiven and forgiving. And then Easter comes. But wait, we are not quite there yet. For now, for this life, it has to be a life under the cross. As yes, we do live a cruciform life, a Good Friday life, like Jesus did, as we are not above our teacher, but rather we do as he did, live as he lived, speak as he spoke, trust as he trusted, forgiving them all in the midst of his great and abundant forgiveness by flesh, blood, water, and word. And so too, we also die as he died. But then we live as he lives now. In death comes the resurrection. It is almost time. This is Friday, but Sunday is just 2 days off. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.